This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. This is breaking on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com right now. Representative Franks, Awans seek immunity for significant disturbing testimony against Wasserman Schultz, confirming the reports we were putting out last week from our sources and others. The Daily Caller also was reporting it, that they had planted the laptop for police to find, obviously, and had written letters to the police and Justice Department. So they were looking for immunity, looking for safety, looking for a way to give them the info, but then hide out and contact, but not be grabbed right away, knowing the power they had over the Justice Department. And now it's confirmed, InfoWars.com. What's the next shoe to drop? Because we just see the insane arrogance and corruption, even Dianne Feinstein saying Catholics aren't fit to serve in federal courts. I mean, the left has gone bonkers crazy. Roger?
Well, in this particular case, Alex, I think it's important to note that Deborah Wasserman Schultz, after she was informed by the Capitol Police that the Awan brothers were under formal investigation for the stealing of both money and data, changed their classification within the House of Representatives computer system from consultant to employee to allow their unfettered access to the U.S. House of Representatives computer system to continue. That makes her an accessory in their crimes. And one can only assume that the U.S. attorney in either Florida or in Washington, D.C. would wake up and understand that this is a real scandal. Russian collusion? That's nonsense. Or as we call it, the Russian collusion delusion. But two Pakistanis having unfettered access to the House computer, neither one of whom seems to have extensive real IT experience? Was this a Pakistani intelligence operation? Was this an Islamic terrorist group of some kind or an affiliate? Where is the Washington Post? Where is the New York Times? Where is CNN? Where is CBS? No, who's covering this? InfoWars.com, The Daily Caller, alternative conservative media bringing you the real news, not the fake news.
And, of course, those are all the websites banned by General Kelly from the president. I mean, people are saying, oh, the president's not a prisoner. We just control what magazines and articles he can read. That's exactly what you do to high-level security prisoners in maximum security. I mean, this is insane. The president is by increment being turned into a Chinese emperor in his forbidden city. And then these sycophants that are all around him wanting personal power through it are acting like those of us concerned are the ones that want into the White House and want into the president when they're the ones that have done it. I'm in Texas. I'm not in D.C. I don't need to go there to get the power. I'm transferring the power back to the states. Our listeners are doing that, Roger.
Look, I think our obligation here, Alex, is to save the president, to help him understand exactly what's going on around him, and to preserve his agenda. We act out of loyalty to the president. We act out of affection for the president. We act out of total support for his agenda to transform this country to get great again. The history will show, in the end, that the seminal event, in terms of the deep state's moves on the Trump administration, is the fall of General Flynn. When General Flynn is dismissed on the recommendation of Jared Kushner, it opens the door for McMaster, Soros, and the bad guys.
That's right. That was the drawbridge being lowered down. That was the string of the Christmas sweater that unraveled the whole deal. Wow, Roger Stone, you'll be on the War Room coming up today at 3 o'clock after this transmission. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Jihad Watch. They've been banned on PayPal.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea.
That's right. Austin is a model UN city, and they say that they take their orders from the UN. They couldn't pass the carbon tax 7 years ago. Remember, Schwarzenegger became the UN envoy, and he said he was leaving the governorship of California. He said, I will now go to the cities, and we will bypass the states and the Congress, and we will implement the United Nations program on climate carbon tax. And then we have the Strong Cities Initiative with Loretta Lynch. Just 8 months ago, when she was leaving office there as the attorney general, she said, we're going to have the UN advise us on our police departments. And then we have George Soros funding all of this in the WikiLeaks saying, overthrow Israel. So finally, Israel's come out and listed George Soros as basically a criminal organization like Hungary and others have done, and then magically you see them trying to indict the prime minister there because his wife reportedly had government chefs cook dinner a couple times at government meetings at their house. Well, I didn't know prime ministers couldn't have dinner cooked for them. That's quite a crime, ladies and gentlemen. And again, regardless of what you think about Netanyahu, Israel, any of this, There's a war on Israel. There's a war on Christianity. There's a war on free speech. There's a war on basic Western values of any type. And there's massive radical Islamic Muslim Brotherhood funding with McMaster up there and the rest of it, and Brennan converting to Wahhabism, and the former FBI director taking radical Islam out of the terror database and putting Christians number one on there. And then you get Dianne Feinstein coming out and other senators, Dick Durbin and Mazzy Hirono, saying, we don't know if you can be a Catholic with your conservative dogma and be on the bench. Wow. Imagine if they said that about any other religious group or organization. So it's serious, folks, and the leftists are making their move. Speaking of that, let's play a clip here before we get to this article. PayPal bans conservative sites after Soros-funded group attacked them. Well, it's beyond that. As Matt Drudge warned here in the studio a year and a half ago, they want to put everybody in internet ghettos first. First shut us down economically and shut our speech down. Then they'll physically shut us down. This is how you always roll out tyranny. We're banned off Google Ads. We're banned off AdRoll. We're getting banned everywhere. My lawyers are saying we've got to sue. We'll probably win the cases. Here's the thing. Why don't they care now? They're doing bold stuff. They're doing bold things. And it's crazy. Here's Dianne Feinstein singling out a Christian judge with a great record. Again, this is the leftist vitriol of overthrow anything that's not atheist, I guess, but then they're allied with Islam. They throw gays off buildings. Here it is.
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
She got the leftist pope now pushing world government, saying he's disgusted by Europe's Christian roots. That's a quote. Saying open up the borders, have the whole Islamic invasion that they now admit the vice president of the EU says is to replace Europe with Muslims. And if you don't like that, you're racist. Racist? I don't want to live in Saudi Arabia or North Africa. So, you know, Libya, where they cut women's genitals off and women are kept in slave pits and sold on auction blocks. But again, the left and Linda Sorcerer, they can all fundraise. They can get money for the hurricane relief. That's okay. We're about to go to our guest, but I want to give you just today's background. Just what's happening today. Finnish police chief. Terror should be allowed in schools to expand tolerance. This is actually from the local newspaper. This is in mainstream news. He did a TV interview of a major city after a 22-year-old Moroccan stabbed 10 people, killing two. They said, it's time to start restricting these people. And he said, on the contrary, even a terrorist can benefit from good learning. I might widen views to expand tolerance, responded the police chief, Taponen. And it goes on to say, a Finnish citizen expressed relief on Twitter. They didn't try to attack a school, given reports that he had multiple different attack plans. On the contrary, people need to be motivated to stay in school, whether it's a child or an adult, responded the superintendent, police chief. He has been asked by another individual, as a police officer, you support terrorists being in our children's schools? He said, yes, I support terrorists. You cannot make up the Stockholm syndrome of this. Strangely enough, it's just, I don't know what you call it. So let's go to our guest, who literally is being put into an internet ghetto for Jihad Watch that just shows the radical Islamists saying they're going to kill everybody, saying teaching kids to suicide bomb, teaching them to blow up U.S. military. And then it's like, oh, I forgot, in Stockholm and other areas, they're bringing in former ISIS people and giving them preferential welfare and housing. So again, this is an alliance with the left, something I heard David Horowitz and people, you know, say 15 years ago, and I didn't believe because it sounded crazy. It's really here. It's here. So joining us is Robert Spencer of JihadWatch.org that had its PayPal blocked because George Soros, a literal Nazi collaborator who openly wants the overthrow of Israel, I mean, you talk about an international criminal. He gets to have his bank accounts, but Jihad Watch, they can't be on PayPal. And folks, if they can't be there, we're next. And it's already happening, being deplatformed. This is such a dangerous day. So I've set this up with just some of the background. Robert Spencer, this is so serious. If we don't hang together, we're going to hang separate.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Alex. Absolutely. And, of course, it's not just PayPal, as you well know. Google search for years, because they were working on the basis of subject matter and the number of readers. If you search for jihad, you would get Jihad Watch first, my website, because it's a news and commentary site about jihad activity. But recently they have changed the way they do the Google searches so that nothing unfavorable about Islam comes up. If you search for jihad or Sharia or Islam, you only get favorable results from Google now.
And they're doing that to all of our stuff as well, and admitting they're doing it. We even got internal documents. So this is real racketeering. They operate as a utility in their own words, and then they have a monopoly, and they're openly blocking us. This is so dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. They're using Charlottesville as their Reichstag fire moment to try to shut down all dissent. And, of course, as you well know, it's not just PayPal. It's not just Google. In February, the readership to Jihad Watch referrals from Facebook and Twitter dropped 90%. They put in some kind of block so that the referrals just don't go through. So many people write me and say, I click on your links and they just don't work. It's what Facebook, and you know something else, Alex, there's a reason for this. The Facebook vice president, Joel Kaplan, recently traveled to Pakistan, and he promised the Pakistani government that they would remove all material critical of Islam, which means counter-terror analysis that discusses the motives and goals of terrorists.
You know, I forgot that. That's what's so frustrating. There's so much evidence. In fact, Facebook, Twitter, and others have been helping in Pakistan and Iran people that mildly criticize the government. They're ratting them out, giving their location, and some are being executed.
Yes, and that includes people who commit blasphemy according to Islam, which in many cases in Pakistan is just Christians, and some Muslim comes up to them and says, do you think Muhammad is a prophet? And they say no, and they're accused of blasphemy. And this is what Facebook is aiding and abetting. They explicitly promised Chaudhry Nisar Ali Khan, the interior minister of Pakistan, that they would remove all anti-Islamic material from Facebook.
Well, I'm going to be joining a class action suit against CNN, but I've been talking to top law firms. We'll win all these cases. The problem is it'll take years to litigate. But with you, it's so clear you're putting a database by the Southern Poverty Law Center funded by Soros that's been caught with 60-plus million probably illegal money in offshore accounts. They are literally involved in massive civil rights violations against you, trying to block a news organization as well. I mean, I don't think you have any course but to sue PayPal, to sue Google. I mean, we've got to start litigating.
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is there's a Communications Decency Act that Obama put in. Section 230 gives Facebook, Twitter, Google, all the social media giants, gives them immunity from that kind of challenge.
So, but they're selectively enforcing it, so I think it still opens it up to a civil rights issue.
I sure hope so. Absolutely. But I think we have to challenge it every which way we can, sue the government to get that removed, sue PayPal, Facebook, Google, all the rest of them.
And let's expand on that. You see Trump being isolated, and we see all this unfolding. I mean, there's just so many ways they're censoring us, so many ways. The censorship's not coming. It's here. What do we do?
We have to, I think, somehow make it clear to Trump and even to the corrupt Republican establishment that the war on free speech is something they're going to have to pay attention to, that if they don't, then citizens are going to have to act themselves. I'm not talking about some kind of vigilante action. I just mean that we cannot give our votes anymore to politicians who are not on this issue. Google right now and Facebook and the rest of them, they hold more power than any government, and they are censoring more than the Soviet Union ever did. And this, if this isn't stopped, then Trump is going to lose any fragments of his base he has left. And everyone except those who push the hard left agenda are going to be completely choked off. We have to all act now and make this and act in every possible way we can to turn this around, or you know where it's going to end up. As you say, first they take away the platforms, they take away our voice, and then they're going to come for us.
And they say they're going to come for us. They say they're beating conservatives, Christians, people up everywhere. They're attacking. It's super in vogue now to hate Jews. And I'm not just jumping on that bandwagon. It's true. And it's just, it's crazy that our own governments and systems are allied with the most orthodox forms of aggressive, cancerous Islam.
Yes, absolutely. And it seems as if what you have is two forces that hate America, that hate Judeo-Christian civilization, that hate Western values, and so they see each other as kindred. And also both have an authoritarian heart. The left is authoritarian at heart. Every time the hard left has come to power, it's been a reign of terror and the violent suppression of all dissent. And Islamic law is just the same way.
Same way, Robert. Stand up. Let's talk about what we do when we come back.
A big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors. Pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones here back live. I want to invite Robert Spencer of JihadWatch.org on for a full hour, really once a month, and I want to invite him to go on the War Room and some of our other broadcasts, because here's the thing. InfoWars is one of the only groups that has the mass of listeners to punch through this if our listeners take action. Drudge also. And he's been attacked and criticized, and they've tried to say that the Federal Elections Commission should investigate him criminally and me, and we're paid for by the Russians, and all this other crud. You heard our guest. It's true. We have more censorship by Google, Facebook, and Twitter now than in the Soviet Union. They admit they're doing it. Okay? So the listeners have to know we're in a war. And if they're able to curtail this, they're going to shut everybody down. They're going for broke. This is real authoritarianism. In their own words, Hillary's admitted this. She meant to be in power and doing this now. So they're going ahead with the plan they had in place that Obama and Hillary put in place. So listen, you've got to spread the links to Jihad Watch. You've got to support them. You've got to support InfoWars.com. And I'm not griping at you. This is a great historic moment. You've got to hand share in your own personal email to friends and family. Hey, here's the censored sites. Because historically, there's a Streisand effect. They're miscalculating and thinking they can just quietly censor us and we'll go away. They're trying to break your will. We have to realize this is serious and have a maximum effort to stand up against this. What else do you think, Robert Spencer of JihadWatch.org, we should do?
Oh, well, you know, we need to raise awareness about this whole idea about hate speech that I hear so many times when I speak on college campuses. If I'm not just screamed at and shouted down altogether, then I see it again and again now, Alex. Students saying hate speech is not free speech, and this increasingly common idea on the left that there is this thing called hate speech, which they identify with really anything that dissents from their program, and they think that it does not deserve First Amendment protection. And so you know that this is a prelude to the downright, outright outlawing of certain kinds of speech, including honest discussion of the motivating ideology of jihad terror. As you're showing on the screen, that the man in Germany was deplatformed for criticizing Islam, got a 6-month sentence.
He was a journalist exposing that mainline Islam was allied with Hitler, and is still allied with that. And then he was going to go to jail for as being a journalist.
Yeah, and yet it's demonstrable fact. Haji Amin al-Husseini, the Mufti of Jerusalem, the leading authority in the Islamic world, spent 1941 to 45 in Berlin, made broadcasts for the Nazis in Arabic, encouraging Muslims, quoting the Quran about the how evil the Jews were, encouraging them to support Hitler. This is just a matter of fact, but fact and truth, that's what's being outlawed. And, you know, Hillary Clinton did start this 4 or 5 years ago. Remember, when she was Secretary of State, she signed on to Resolution 1618 at the United Nations, which called on member states to criminalize incitement to religious hatred. Now, nobody cares when people criticize Christianity. You know, the crucifix in the jar of urine, that's art. That's not the religious hatred they're talking about. They were talking about criticism of Islam. And less well known is that Hillary Clinton went to Istanbul in December 2012 and spoke in a meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. And she said, well, yes, we have this First Amendment. We can't just outlaw various kinds of speech outright, but we can use old-fashioned techniques of peer pressure and shaming to get people not to say what we don't want them to say.
That's Cass Sunstein. That's the nudging. And then you see this venomous hatred of Judaism, Christianity, anything Western, a total merger of the left with virulent radical Islam.
Yeah, and the peer pressure and shaming works just the way that they planned it. The SPLC's hate group list, it's trying to shame us into not saying these things that are critical of Islam by lumping us in together with real hate groups, you know, the Klan and the neo-Nazis and all that. And people, it works. Remember, in San Bernardino, when 15 people were killed by Islamic terrorists at a Christmas party in 2015, they interviewed the neighbors, and the neighbors said, yeah, we saw a lot of suspicious things going on in that house, but we didn't call the police. We didn't want to seem racist. They were susceptible to that shaming that Hillary Clinton was talking
about. And it's a new religion to submit to it and to say we're going to be Islamic. European leaders now go, yeah, we are going to be Islamic. It's so insane, like this police chief saying, we need terrorists in our schools. He actually said that.
incredible. Yeah, but I see incredible stories like this every day at Jihad Watch. It's from out of Sweden, out of Germany. It's racist, it's bigoted, it's Islamophobic. If you raise the slightest dissenting word about this crime wave, this rape wave, everything that's come from these Muslim migrants.
That's right. Well, please come back soon to break it all down. I'm very impressed with the work of Jihad Watch over the decade plus I've been reading. You just show what they're saying. That's why they hate you so much, just like we do. We've got to stand together and develop a plan to fight back. We will win, sir. God bless you. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So imagine your Jihad Watch around for, I don't know, 15 years. You just show what radical Islamic leaders are saying, what the groups are doing. You expose ISIS and Al-Qaeda planning massive attacks. You show Hillary and Obama and others openly promoting it and funding them. And PayPal says, you're banned. Because the Southern Poverty Law Center, an offshore cartel, hundreds of millions offshore, not just the 60 million they found, funded by George Soros, an actual Nazi. You are banned from commerce. And it's happening to everybody. And a lot of folks say, well, we better shut up. We better go along. We better not link too much to Alex Jones, or maybe they'll come after us. If you bow to that intimidation, You go along with that, you will be destroyed. Make no mistake. Just a few months ago, they had the Federal Elections Commission wanting me criminally investigated, along with Matt Drudge. And, of course, the Republican Congress shot it down, claiming we must be funded by Russia and that they wanted to know our finances. Know our finances, zero money from Russia, 100% from the listeners of this broadcast, either supporting some of the sponsors we have on the site that you can see, or, ladies and gentlemen, buying products directly from InfoWarsStore.com. And the answer is lawsuits. They don't have total immunity. That's a trick they're saying. When they violate civil rights, that trumps it. They're engaged in so many other activities. And I wanted to talk to Chuck Johnson, whose site's also been banned from Trump seeing it, because Melania Trump, the wife, I mean, you can't just let the president talk to his wife. We got to have command and control. Chuck Johnson blasts John Kelly for blacklisting InfoWars and Got News. That's his site, vows to survive a failed general. Well, look, I don't want to sit here and attack Kelly and go through all this, but now they've gotten Keith Schiller, the 30-year bodyguard, best friends with Trump. The guys are best friends. Totally trust him. The guy works 18 hours a day when Trump wants to work 18 hours a day. Couldn't get in to see him for a week. They did something to his family. He resigned. Couldn't even get to the president. We hear the president's crushed. Okay, so we've got all this information. Meanwhile, Dominican woman testifies Menendez helped her with her visa and his whole child molestation investigation going on, a trial into corruption. And our guest has been down there, Chuck Johnson, covering it all. He'll give us details here in a moment. But bottom line, it is an act of total rebellion against tyranny, because they're not just going to stop censoring us or, you know, blocking D. James Kennedy or Focus on the Family from selling books on Amazon or banning them from PayPal. I mean, this is all happening. Yeah, D. James Kennedy, mainline, milquetoast, good Christian pastor, my late grandmother's favorite pastor. Just go over to her house with her, into the nursing home with her, and she liked to watch her D. James Kennedy. Listed as a demon. Again, you're like, oh, just ban the Nazis. I told you it'd be everybody next. Now you criticize Islam anyway. Boom, you're arrested in Europe. It's going to be the exact same system, and it's here. So spread InfoWars.com, spread NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get the videos out, the articles. Hand spread them to everybody you know. Everything we're doing, they're fighting to you, for you not seeing. Listen, I don't have the crew. We're trying to expand. I've got four people to try to cut up the live show videos now of 10 hours live a day, put it up on Facebook, Twitter. Most of the viral stuff is on your Twitter account, your Google account, your YouTube account. Even if it's not big, if you take something we cover that's interesting, edit it down to 5-10 minutes, or grab one of our already posted videos, copy it to your channel. They're copyright free. That's where I see 10 million, 20 million, 40 million, 50 million, 60 million. Just earlier this year, we had more than 15 videos with more than 35 million views apiece on one Facebook. They deleted every one of them, just like that, because they just kept growing. Once they had 35, 40 million, it was just boom, 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 boom. It was going to be 200 million, 300 million. Game over. We win. We win. We win. They're trying to shut down PewDiePie with his 18 billion views because he's starting to wake up. First, they demonetize him. Say, you better do what we want. He wasn't even political. They just were jealous. See, that's the thing. They want total control, people. So it's all coming down. Please financially support the broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com. You see, we're in a major expansion, hiring more people. But we got to sell a lot of fluoride-free toothpaste to fund this, and it's 50% off right now. All the Super Blue, fluoride-free, colloidal silver, and iodine. Children's and adults, it's all there. Z-Shield Heavy Metal Detoxifier, that's 40% off. Caveman is still 50% off. Super Paleo Formula, that is going to end very, very soon. Just commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. You know we're public enemy number one when they've got two shows on Comedy Central saying they're supposedly Alex Jones and then saying a bunch of things I never said. Saying racist things, saying hateful things, saying I hate people with long hair. So guys walk up with long hair and get mad at me on the street now. That's how, see, here's what's happened. They lost the news audience of folks that were at least trying to get real news. they lost the 20% that actually are in the news. They've been brainwashing everybody just in entertainment to go along with globalism. Now they've weaponized that in popular culture, in movies and TV shows on HBO and Comedy Central and Showtime. And who's the main enemy? Trump and then me. Then they edit or misrepresent what we say to activate and weaponize the average zombie who doesn't know suspended disbelief. And if Stephen Colbert says I'm a Nazi, even though he's the one hiring Hitler, they're going to come. Now, a lot of folks say, well, we better back down. There's no, go hide in a hole and wait. They want to sexualize your kids. They want to conquer the whole enchilada. They're coming, folks. They're anti-human globalists. They're allied with Orthodox Islam. This isn't a game. They're destroying basic free speech. They're a bigger threat than the real Nazis were. They use those real tactics. So, commit. Pray for us. We're praying for you. We're in this together. We've got a beachhead. We've got the Freedom Caucus. We're taking over the Republican Party. Trump's done a lot of great stuff, but he's surrounded. The enemy's not that strong if you understand how evil they are and just decide to not be intimidated by them. But they now know they're losing, so they can get the upper hand again. They're going to shut everything down. We're going into hardcore authoritarianism if we don't really gut up and commit and stop living on our knees to these bullies. So thank you all for your support, your prayers. I want to thank all of our affiliates as well. It burns them up that we're reaching millions of people a day. And despite all their attempts at censorship and blocking us, it isn't working. Despite all the intimidation they've done behind the scenes, blocking us on Facebook, Twitter, you know, all over. Drudge used to link to us all the time. You know, they threaten criminal investigations on him. You see, he's not. It's fine. I understand. But we're in the kitchen, we're going 110% in this fire, and we're going to go through the other side together. Because that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So I am again asking all of you to recommit to launch your own websites, do your own videos. The answer is all of you starting to demonstrate, speaking out. They want to intimidate you. They want to bully you. They want to say you're a Nazi if you support free speech or against abortion. They want to do all this. It's not working, and the world's waking up, and that's why they're so desperate and are trying to censor, and it's blowing up in their face. Imagine the president, they say on the news, don't worry. The president's not allowed to read InfoWars now. What? So you see police chiefs saying we want terrorists in school with our kids? They actually say we want terrorists who've killed people in school with our children. Why do they say that? That sounds crazy. To break your will. That's to demoralize you. If they can talk like that and have the major police chief right here in the article say that, they can do anything. They'll induct you into Stockholm Syndrome. So, joining us is Chuck Johnson. Appreciate him coming on. We're going to give you his website and also put that up on screen. But here we are in the same crew here, InfoWars and GotNews.com, in being the example of what they want to ban. And if they're able to do that, if they're able to beta test that, they're coming for everybody. Then they're coming for your bank accounts, your kids. They want to run your life. Chuck Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Well, you want to get into the censorship first or the Senator Menendez trial?
Let's get into the censorship first because it's so worth getting fired up over. I mean, we're in a real fight now where private corporations are working with the governments and with outside activist groups like the SPLC to target people and destroy their livelihoods. It's do or die for a lot of people. And I've got to tell you, a lot of folks need to start looking into Bitcoin. I know, you know, you might be a skeptic on this, Alex, but, you know, Bitcoin has changed Scott News's finances for the better. Certainly helped Julian Assange avoid.
No, I'm not against it. I just don't get into anything speculative because I know they claim me breathing is illegal. So, you know,
I hear you. Yeah, you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful with it. Obviously, it's, you know, it's an unproven technology, but it's done well over the last 6 years or so. But in any event, the reason I you know, I think we're going to have to crowdfund at some point to do lawsuits against these companies. We're going to have whistleblowers on the inside of them talking about the unethical behavior going on inside.
And that's already starting.
That's already starting. You know, there are people who are even, you know, good leftists and others who are just waking up in these companies. They know that, you know, first they shut down the Nazis, but then of course they're coming, you know, Breitbart is having its ads targeted. There have been all these sites now where people's livelihoods are getting crushed. you know, Gateway Pundit has had this happen too. And we're reaching a point now where they're trying to use advertiser boycotts. They're trying to ban us from technologies. And this is all, you know, and a lot of these companies are created in California. It's illegal to discriminate against people on their politics in California.
And that's right. Let's be clear. They're trying to not let us have access to new software, new platforms, new systems. It's a trillion times worse than not letting, you know, people bake a gay couple a cake. And I'm not for that either. But this is such discrimination.
Yeah, and it's pretty wild. At some point, we're going to have to use the FTC. I mean, I talked to some people at the Departments of Justice and the Antitrust Division going after Google. Like, we're going to have to start using, unfortunately, we're going to have to start using our allies in the government to fight them. And it's very disturbing what's been going on.
Yeah, they're also helping people in Pakistan and Iran get arrested and executed because Twitter and Facebook tells on them. So they're already enforcing Islamic law. That shows they're ready to be total tyrants here. Facebook and Twitter are literally, there it is on screen, working to kill people for their free speech. They will kill you. Facebook and Twitter will sit there and help you be murdered by authoritarian regimes. They are ready and willing. They've hired the old Stasi in Germany to help run Facebook. You cannot make this up.
No, it's very scary stuff, and it's going to be accelerating, you know, because we have a whole generation now of young people who don't really believe in the values of free speech and the culture of free speech. And we have all these people who are very legalistic. You know, they seem to believe that private corporations can't fire and hire who they want, but somehow the private corporation has a right to decide that they won't do business with whoever they want for whatever reason they want. And, of course, we have public accommodation laws for a reason. And I think it's much scarier, though, because so many of these tech companies are monopolies. I mean, what would happen if they just turned off the Skype right now? You know, what would happen if they just banned you from the internet? And, you know, I was inveighing against this and fighting against this 2 years ago when I was the first journalist banned on Twitter. And I got banned for insulting Jack Dorsey's friend and people have said it's his boyfriend, Jeray McKesson, who's the founder of Black Lives Matter. And I was banned, you know, people said, oh, you know, you're just extreme, you know, don't worry, you know, you're an extremist and all this sort of thing. It won't happen to me. That's what Milo Yiannopoulos said to me. And then, of course, he was banned. And so this is how it works now. Like, there's a second-class citizenship. And until we fight back, until we start targeting these companies with protests, with letter-writing campaigns, emails, you know, with trolling, with showing up and really disrupting their shareholder meetings, these things will continue. And they need to be stopped.
Well, people like Heiko Maas, the German justice minister, arresting journalists that even report that Islam worked with Hitler. This guy needs to be in jail. He's the tyrant. He's the thug. He's the problem.
Well, you know, there's this attitude that they all have now where that the social justice warriors and technologists have, which is that if they ban something, it will just go away. But in my view, it actually becomes much stronger, becomes much more, you know, vitriolic. It goes much deeper underground.
Historically, it always does. Don't they understand?
No, one of the ways to deal with this stuff is to bring it out in the open and discuss it. But, of course, that would take away the thing that they're addicted to, which is their power. And that's the thing that, you know, we're dealing with a bunch of zombies who are addicted to power and who will do anything to preserve it, you know, even if it means jailing their fellow countrymen over Facebook posts or over, I mean, I myself was banned for Facebook for replying to somebody calling me a homophobic slur. And I just quoted him and I got banned. So, I mean, it gives you a sense of where we are now, where people can use the report function on all these posts to basically tattle on people. I wonder what would happen if on the report function you could actually, like, adjudicate it. You could actually have a court system. You could actually defend yourself.
Of course, it's also turned out that they have super bot people that are the equivalent of 100 or 1,000 votes. So that's even rigged, too. It's their own employees going around with the controls, and then all they're doing is acting like the community reported it, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of stuff that I know that's going to come out about Facebook in the very near future. Whistleblowers in there, much like we saw with the Google James Damore guy, who, by the way, is somebody you should have on your show. I think
I want him on. If you know how to get him on, I want James Damore on bad.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. I'll put you in touch with him.
But let me just add this. I think what you're saying, lawsuits are key as well. Civil rights, racketeering, they can't have immunity from that. I don't care what Obama said. We're going to get them. But expanding on that, this is incredible. The answer is whistleblowers. People in these systems need to leak all this now. I mean, liberals, They're merging with radical Islam that literally enslaves women, murders gays. And I'm not saying that to patronize, but you ought to be ashamed of yourselves as so-called liberals who claim you really care about people's rights. No, you don't. You use it as a way to have power over the rest of society, and you're allied with a murdering group of crazy people, and you're disgusting. If you don't stand up and speak out, so-called liberals, you are part of it.
I agree 100%, and it's interesting to watch the psychology of these people because, you know, they're really masochistic, and they hate their own people in a very serious way, and they hate their countries. I mean, this idea that we need to start destroying statues, we need to start tearing down our culture and destroying our civilization, you know, these are not people who build things up, right? They use their power to destroy other ideas and to destroy books, to ban books from Amazon or to restrict people from SoundCloud this is what these people do. And it's very, very frightening. We need to figure out a way to fight it that is legal, but also consistent with our values and not just surrender to it as so many people want to do. And the attitude that a lot of folks have in the conservative movement is, oh, don't worry, they'll eat me last. Right. But, you know, the demand for Internet Nazis vastly exceeds their supply on the left. They will make everyone into a Nazi before they're finished, just like they make the SPLC makes Ben Carson into a white supremacist. Right. I mean, this is how absurd these things have become.
Wow. I'm going to come back and let's get into this trial of the senator. I mean, it's just constantly these people continue to get busted doing these horrible things. You've been there covering, and another U.S. senator falls from grace. We'll get into why they're having the trial, what's coming out the trial with Chuck Johnson, and more straight ahead. And then we've got Professor James McCanney coming on about weather modification. Laura Loomer has got some big breaking news. Paul Joseph Watson, stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different high-tech shelters, from garage shelters to deep earth bunkers, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. And we ship worldwide. Attractive, comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If I sound a little hysterical, it's because I'm focused, I'm angry, I'm upset. We have these emotions, these instincts for a reason. America's First Amendment is being shredded. They are saying they want to adopt EU-style rules to arrest people that mildly criticize Islam. They are funding Antifa to go around and beat up prayer vigils and then saying that they're saints. They are blocking mainline Christian groups from commerce on Amazon with an illegal database from a Democratic Party-funded group, the Southern Poverty Law Center. The ADL's lost a bunch of lawsuits for stuff like this previously. They think because of the law Obama signed that we mentioned earlier with Jihad Watch, that they've got some type of immunity. But it's not covered by all the other laws. It's very specific. It's a fraud. And they can't sit there then and say everybody else can't discriminate if they're allowed to discriminate. Chuck, I want to get back to the Menendez trial here with the senator, but they're wide open. And as you said, whistleblowing's the key, but we've got to get really aggressive.
We do, and, you know, I've offered people, you know, bounties for if they have insider information at Facebook and Google, offered them rewards for coming forward and being whistleblowers, $10,000 if they have, you know, material about how Google manipulates its searches politically. I'm looking for insiders. I'm looking for people who want to be, you know, witnesses in congressional probes. I'm looking for people who want to be witnesses at the FTC. We need to start, you know, going very serious against these companies because, you know, the Facebooks, Amazons, and Googles of the world, these are all companies that are much larger than Ma Bell was before antitrust regulation came down against them. And so I think, you know.
And let's be clear, they're specifically saying Christians, conservatives, libertarians, and even targeting mainline groups now to set the precedent that they can ban anybody they want.
Yeah, and it's quite sick to watch how they're approaching it. You know, they're freaking out right now. You know, Google is working with a website called Backpage.com to try to stop Backpage from being shut down, and it's essentially an escort service. Now, why would Google care about an escort service? Well, their fear is that when people start regulating dangerous things on the internet, like actual human trafficking, this is something that they are very afraid of. And so this is becoming a very big problem, and it's something where we need to start pushing back.
Exactly. They fight to keep really dangerous stuff, drug dealing sites, you name it, up. But then at the same time, while they fight to keep, you know, Pornhub open and anything else they want, they don't want preachers to be able to sell their books on Amazon.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's scary, man. It needs to be called out. I would say, you know, one of the things that's become kind of disturbing to me about it is how the media works with a lot of these tech companies to sneer and shame people and basically try to otherize them. And they've tried that with me. They've tried that obviously with you, making things up about what you've said. Yeah, making things up about what I've said, removing context, deleting things. I mean, it's really a shame.
Oh, I love the anonymous stuff like they said about you anonymously crapping on the floor or something. They make up all the same stuff. I'm thinking, it'll say, a guy said once he was walking down the hall in a movie theater and said he hated God or said he didn't believe in any of it or said he was a this or that. They just have these anonymous made-up crap.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, in the case of, you know, so Gawker smeared me. We sued them. Gawker's now in bankruptcy. We're still fighting them over to get a settlement out of it.
Yeah, I saw they're offering you $1.5 million already, but that's, yeah.
Yeah, so there's been a fight over that, and we're going to see what's going to happen there. And I promise the second I get that money, we're just going to pour it right into suing Twitter or suing one of these other companies. I have no need for it. I know, we'll use the enemy's resources against them.
It shows how crazy they are, because they just make up complete lies about me. And my lawyer goes, yes, you will win this suit. They'll just take you 2 years. I guess you've got a judgment, $1.5 million right now, but you want more. I agree. I think you need a lot more. They just made up horrible things, just like they made up about Trump. Back in 70 seconds, I'm going to do 5 more minutes and finally get to the trial of the senator who is coming out reportedly molested children. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.